honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, this is Naturally Savvy. I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is away today. If you're looking for ways to grow younger, I've got the gal for you. We're joined by Donna Morn, an 8ADP certified health coach and founder of Better Off Well. She's going to talk to us about five things that she's done over the past 6 years to actually grow younger. Well, I won't say literally, but pretty close. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me again today.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Let's jump right in. Tell us about when you decided to make these changes, and then let's tell us what they are.
Okay, great. Well, growing younger, it's a compelling title, right? Like I found
it
the fountain of youth. Of course, what I mean is that I feel so much better than I did a decade ago, and maybe even the best I felt in my whole life. I grew up, I think you know a little of my history. I grew up with asthma and allergies, both seasonal and to animals. And when I was in my 20s, I was hospitalized with pneumonia. I had cervical cancer in my 30s. I threw my back out later in my 30s, and I had to deal with chronic pain and medication and trips to physical therapists. So it was not a fun time in my life for me. And I assumed that all of this was with me forever, and I had no idea that any of it was reversible. And now that I know that it is, I'm really passionate about sharing what I've been doing over the past 5 years so that others might be inspired to make changes and feel better too.
Well, what I love about what you said, Donna, is that you didn't know it was reversible, and yet so many things are if you are taking care of yourself in the right way. Now, some are more complicated, but I think the fact that you took your health into your own hands is a big thing we like to talk about here on Naturally Savvy. So the first one is read a label.
Yes, that was probably the very first thing that I started doing. You know, my shopping for food before was, I looked to see what was on sale and if it tasted good. Those were really my two requirements. That was about it. I assumed that if something was being sold legally, it was safe. But over the years, I've learned that's really not true. There are thousands of chemicals in our food supply. Relatively few of those have been tested, and none of them have been tested for synergistic effects, which means what happens when we get all these chemicals inside of our bodies? You know, what happens then when they start combining? So now I really check out all the ingredients in something that I'm purchasing, and I see if I recognize them all. And if I don't, I either put it back or I research it. And, of course, the easiest way to prevent these chemicals or to reduce them is to eat a whole foods, largely plant-based diet that has lots of antioxidants and vitamins and nutrients in it.
It's so true. You know, I call myself a whole foodarian. If it's a whole food, then I'm eating it. And I think it makes
there
a big
go.
Difference.
I love it.
I want to give a quick shout out to the TV show Arthur. I don't know if you ever watched that. You have a young child like I do.
Yeah.
And they had this great one about this about this candy bar, and it had all these crazy ingredients, and it ended up talking about how it's addictive and if you can't pronounce it. And I thought that is so cool. And my daughter got really into it. You know, I can tell her this till the cows come home, but to see it on a show that she can relate to was great. So when you said about the ingredients you don't recognize, I would try to check out, look online for that great Arthur episode.
Oh, I will do that. That's awesome. Kids definitely respond better from hearing it from others than they do from their own parents, too, I find. So that's great. I will definitely check that out. Thank you. The second thing that I did was to cut out the white stuff. I was a huge sugar addict, like as in, hello, my name is Donna. I am a sugarholic. not only was I a big fan of bagels and breads, I loved, 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 loved to bake. I always had cookies and cupcakes in the house. One of my favorite treats to make was made with peanut butter, frosted flakes, corn syrup, and sugar. And
oh my
I think
gosh.
I thought these are pretty good for me because of the peanut butter. So I would indulge, you know, pretty easily. What I didn't realize is how much sugar I was eating and how that was linked to the inflammation in my body. The average American gets upwards of 140 pounds of sugar per year, which is wild when you think about it. We're eating a whole person in sugar every year. And our bodies can't produce enough insulin to turn that sugar into energy when we eat that much. So it gets stored in our bodies first in the areas that don't get used much, like bums and bellies, but then in our essential organs like the liver. So that's when we developed something like fatty liver, which is very dangerous. The American Heart Association recommends that we get no more than 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. And if you think 4 grams of sugar is equal to 1 teaspoon, most Greek yogurts contain almost that amount of sugar every day. So most of us are getting more like 30 teaspoons of sugar a day. So really starting to cut down on that has made a difference for me. And the way I've done that is now when I do bake or when I do make treats, I use ingredients like dates and bananas and honey and maple syrup, which still are sugars, but they have nutrients in them. And the other big thing that I've started to do is I drink a green smoothie almost every day. So it has fruits and greens in it, but it's really helped to cut down my sweets cravings so that I really don't even want those sweets anymore.
Oh, that's fantastic. Such great advice. Let's go to number 3, just because the time goes so fast.
Ditched I know it fragrance. Does. And number 3, what I did is I ditched the fragrance. And people's eyes tend to glaze over when I talk about this. What? No more perfumes, no more scented laundry detergent. But really, that's made such a difference for me. The chemicals in these fragrances have been found to contain things like phthalates and neurotoxins and musk, which do things like they mimic hormones in our bodies, like they mimic estrogen. And we know when that happens, we tend to have an increased risk for cancer. What also it can do is it can mess with our hunger hormones and our sleep hormones. It can also disrupt our weight loss attempts and our sleep patterns. So really important to try and get rid of the fragrance in our lives, starting with looking for items that say fragrance-free. But there are also a lot of great companies out there now that are making products that are scented with plant oils, which is how we used to scent things. So you can look for companies like Ava Anderson, Michelle, Jason, Kiss My Face. If you check out Campaign for Safe Cosmetics, they have some great recommendations there. The next thing
you
I did
have
that
some
I think
great
is
recommendations.
So important
I am,
is I built a tribe.
I am so impressed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I'm so impressed. You are just a wealth of information. All right, tell us about building a tribe.
Many years of research. The next thing I did, and I think this is so, so, so important. I tell this to all my clients. I tell this whenever I'm speaking. You really have to build a tribe. Do not try to go it alone when it comes to living a healthy lifestyle. In our culture of fast and processed, it's really, really difficult. And the way I've built a tribe is through a number of different ways. I've found some other mothers, thank goodness, who keep my sanity, and we share recipes and we share tips. But there are other ways you can do it, too. Virtually, you know, you can do it through Facebook. You can do it through great websites like Naturally Savvy. You know, if you know there are other people out there who think the way you do, there are meetups. You can go to meetup.com and find a meetup in your area that is for people who are wellness-minded like you are. You can form a book club and maybe have the book theme be some sort of book focused on a wellness topic, and then maybe have everybody bring a meal when you have your book club. And talk about the meal and how they made it. Magazine subscription is another great way to build your tribe because that way, again, you know that there are other people out there who think like you do. Natural Health is probably my favorite print magazine.
Oh, that's great. Donna, what was the last one? We only have about 20 seconds.
The last thing I did, I think, when I say I've grown younger, is really the element there is I've grown. I've grown so much as a person over the past 5 years, and I've done that by practicing gratitude, like from waking up in the morning to going to sleep at night, by facing my fears, by volunteering, by educating myself, by meeting new people. So, so important. What we put into our bodies is important, but it has to be in our mouths and in our minds.
You are so right. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Go to betteroffwell.com. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.